And Stacy.
And Shay. And it's your girl, Erica, and we are not the girls next door. Hold on, y'all.
Hey, everyone. I'm so happy to be here. I miss y'all. It's Shay with her red jacket, y'all. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
She's fashionable. Thank you. Right? She's definitely popping. Are you joining us today?
He's gonna bop in and out. He already know what it is. Okay. So how are y'all today? How's everybody doing? Checking in.
Yes, great.
I'm just here.
I'm just here.
I'm just trying to get 100%.
Oh wow.
That's all it is. I'm just trying to get tough.
Well, okay. For those of y'all who are joining us again this week, it's only four of us, four of the seven. Miss Curry is on a family. Look at the physics. Oh, you smart. You brought a whole pack in the bag.
It was right here. You're such
a mother. Oh, it was there? Yeah. Okay, cool.
My mama added.
Miss Curry is in Disney World, right? Florida?
Yes. Uh-huh. So sweet.
Right? She's spending the holidays there with the family. Miss Nikki got a new job. She got a thousand bomb jobs.
Uh-huh. Stay getting to the money.
She stay elevated. So she's at training right now. And then Miss Robinette, who will be with us in 2 weeks, gracing us with her presence.
Yes.
She's still at home with the baby. As y'all may or may not remember, she literally gave birth like the day of our dry run.
Yep.
We came in here to see the studio and to practice everything. The baby came. So she's been at home with him. But in 2 weeks, y'all, she won't be here. We are so excited.
So
it's just us today. But this is our special holiday show. It's giving ho ho ho. Needless to say, this show isn't about what the title lends itself to be about.
Right.
But that's what Santa say. Okay, he says so. Ho ho ho. So that's what we rolling with. Yeah. Right. Right. Keep it copacetic. All right. So today's current event. So as y'all may or may not know, once again, we always start off every show with a little current event, a little razzle dazzle that was popping in the social media world. And today's topic is what Twitter, Facebook, Instagram was all in a frizzy about this situation. And it was about giving little boys kitchen sets for Christmas.
Yes.
Can I get these shorts?
Yes. Well, you want me to start because, you know, I got the five boys.
Actually, can you do me a favor? Can you join the live just in case any of our artist members want to comment? And you can, because that's too far to read. And if you can just join the live so that we can see if anybody wants to add a little tidbit. Because I feel like messing with Stacy, this is about being interesting.
You doing the live?
Oh, okay.
What, you doing Facebook?
Which one you gonna do?
I was gonna do Facebook.
Okay, I can do Instagram.
Okay, y'all.
Why did I get the setup?
Okay, so
the setup can. What happened?
It's okay.
Shay set me up for sure.
So
did you see that? Did y'all see the controversy behind it?
I didn't see the controversy.
You never see shit. What the fuck do you be doing?
Because I don't look at stuff like that.
So what the fuck do you be
doing? So on Instagram, I look at y'all pictures. I be nosy for some stuff, but I'm not really into social people's, I'm not into all of that. So I don't really care. Okay. If y'all tell me go look at something, and if I remember, I'll go look. But other than that, I really don't give a fuck.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? People be all in celebrities' lives and stuff. That ain't got That's shit to me. Do with me. I'm getting my own back. Are they going to give me some of their bag? So I don't really care. That's what it all come down to. But I do have my own opinion about it. It's just, I didn't see all the controversy, and I don't have Twitter because I don't know how to use it. And don't judge me.
Okay. Okay. Well, after all that, Stacy, how do you feel about giving little boys kitchenette sets for Christmas?
Okay, so I'm not going to buy him one, but if he's at a cousin's house, a sister's house, a aunt's house, and something like that, I feel like it's okay for them to play with the kitchen set, but I'm not going to buy him one. Why? Damn. Because I don't know. I really don't have a a strong answer for that. Like, I'm just not,
You just gotta turn the volume down.
I'm just not gonna do that. I just feel, well, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm babbling, but I'm sorry. All right, I take that back. I had to think about it. Yes, I will buy him one. And this is why. A lot of chefs are men. Mm-hmm. Like, one of my favorite chefs is a man, but he's also gay.
Well, I'm a mom, and I wouldn't buy my son a kitchenette set.
Why?
Because I just don't want him playing with that.
Why?
Nah.
Why?
Because I'm the mama, and it's what I said.
That's it.
You definitely want to stop with that.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm the mama. Now, if he go over his cousin's house, friend's house, as a little girl, then he can play with it. But as far as me buying that, it's so much more toys that I could get from my son. It's not no kitchenette set. Yeah. I'm sorry. Unless it got Bob the Builder.
Exactly.
She not... No, you could cook, but you're not getting no kitchenette set. You could help me cook in the kitchen, but no. Unless it's Bob the Builder, but you're not getting no.
Okay, so Kenesha, you have 5 boys.
Yes.
How do you feel about it? Would you buy your sons?
No, I would not buy one.
Hello. Yeah.
But I also will allow them to play with them, like you said.
But why?
I do know that I think my son's grandma had one, and they gave it to him, and he does play with them. Like, he loves to cook me breakfast and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. As far as me paying for something like that, I don't see his interest in unless somebody is giving it to him. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they like, my kids, they want to be, I don't know, I don't want to say hood, but they hood a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get them out of that. Like,
so
I want them to be able to.
Why would you not purchase one, though?
So I think that it's, like she said, it's so much more different other toys that they can play with than a kitchen set. You know what I mean? Like, I want my baby not in the kitchen. He needs to be being a man. He needs to be.
Yes, exactly.
He needs to be, you know,
right.
Like,
okay, let me break this down.
Male cooks aren't men.
Right.
No, but you can be. That's something that they probably will grow to.
Yeah.
It's something that they like cooking if they see mom in the kitchen. You know what I mean?
Right.
But
I don't
know,
feel like you, yeah.
Yeah, I
you
think that at the end of the
child.
Day, I
so,
think that more.
So I'm confusion because I guess I have a daughter, and if God was to ever, you know, bless me with another child and I had a boy, I would have absolutely no issue with buying my son a kitchenette set. And that's because, like, people associate gender roles too hard with toys. Like, it's not even that serious. Like, just like if my daughter asked me for a transformer, I'm going to buy her a transformer.
No, that's different.
No, how is it different?
Yeah, it's different to me. I buy my
because
daughter
I feel like,
dump trucks and all kinds of
but
stuff.
But I feel
she
like
can play with anything. But I'm not letting
boys need to learn home skills, economic skills, just like women do.
They
you know
do. They got, that, so, they got that in school and everything. They're going to
now
learn
now, my
that
daughter,
stuff.
I
right,
buy her
why
trucks
not,
and all kinds
so
of
why
stuff.
Not, so why not cultivate it early, just like
I
you would with a daughter?
Sometimes you can, but you got to be. You have to be a strong person that can separate that. You have to separate it. If you don't, and me, I don't have the separation.
But
I guess my
question is, what is the hesitation? Like, what do you think's going to happen if you buy your son a kitchenette set?
That he's going to be gay. We don't want
well,
that.
I don't. I'm not going to say that he's going to be gay, but I don't want him out
that's
here
how
cooking
I
with.
Would look.
So
that's
toys.
So listen. So you
toys
so listen.
Will lead you to
be
take
gay. No,
your
so,
dick and put it
so
in
listen.
Another nigga.
Let me tell you something.
Gay.
Let me tell you something. If I have a son and he has like 4 or 5 friends, I don't want all them little niggas in my house playing with a kitchen set.
Exactly.
No.
What do you want them to do? You want
so it's okay if your girl has 4 or 5 little girls playing with the kitchen set? That's okay.
What you mean?
What is the difference?
So I think that it is a difference. I feel like, you know, it to be honest with you, maybe it's not. But then you also got to think about, you know, how is these kids being, you know, raised? Mm-hmm. That's definitely one. So if, you know, mommy's all the way around with her heels on all the time, then you know that he's going to be walking around here with some heels on. There's no way in the world, unless he has a daddy around, that's going to say, hey, you know what I'm saying? Other than that, I have not seen.
So what's your point?
I don't see the correlation.
You buy, let's say, action figures for your son, right?
Yes.
For my son. Your son can't even say, hey, mom, can you buy me a female action figure?
Yeah, he can have a female action figure.
So he can have a female action figure. So if he said, hey, mom, I like cooking. He's 9, 10. I like cooking. Can you get me a kitchenette set so I can...
No, you like cooking at 9 or 10. We're going to get in this kitchen. No.
Right, but why are you worried about a kitchenette set making
I just...
gay?
It's just so much. It's not even about being gay, because I love my gay people, man. I'm telling you, I love them. But I feel like that growing up, you know, we want them to be, you know, a man.
That's what my ancestors, because I'm country.
Men cook, though.
Yeah. I mean, they cook, but they
cook better
they
than females.
Yes, they do. But we talking about growing. We about
like chefs. Men dominate the chef field.
Okay, you ever seen the what's the kid show, like the Hell's Kitchen, but it's kids.
Yes.
Like so. Okay, so because I had to think about what y'all was saying, and I got my thoughts together. So I think I will be fine with it, because I'm thinking about like Hell's Kitchen. Them kids, some of those kids probably cook better than me,
yes,
and I
they
can cook. So. I don't see the difference.
Man, shut up, because that's not what
you're
saying.
Hold on, time to pause quick. Nope.
But I'm taking it back. I got to take it back.
No, so listen.
And then I also think that it's not fair that you would buy your daughter
I bought her dump trucks because she said, Mommy, what's the thing called? She knows the name of them.
Right. So
of the different
It's fair to buy your daughter that. A dump truck, but it's not fair to buy your son a kitchen set. Mm-hmm. He just want to practice.
No,
and
I feel like
you want him to practice in your real
practice
kitchen
in my kitchen.
To
let's
burn
whip
your
up
house
some
up.
Yeah, come on, let's practice in a real kitchen.
Hey, Stacey, I do know that if you was to have a boy, I could see you as in showing him how to cook, because that's your field. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you're also gonna give him morals. You're gonna tell him exactly
what's not. You feel like first of all, it's a toy. It's a toy.
Right.
So in 2 or 3 years, they're going to outgrow this toy anyway. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's not that serious. It's just like, okay, your daughter want this Barbie. Oh, now she don't like Barbie. She only like Cabbage Patches. So it's going to a phase.
Yeah.
And you just get over it. It's not like he in there doing all this and,
but that's
you know
where
what I'm saying?
It starts
like,
at, y'all. No, I don't even understand.
No,
it
not from a kid. Not
so
from,
listen, y'all. Y'all never seen any kids that actually, that does exactly TikToks dancing like little girls. That's not something that y'all would like, or y'all would want your son to be.
But I'm not going to assume that just because my son is playing with a smaller miniature room in the house that comes standard in every home, right, that's going to make him turn that way.
I mean, it might not.
And if
but
it
I'm
does,
just saying,
I really
I just
don't
feel
give
like
a
I
fuck
don't want him to be that way. So
it,
I'm not going to
allow
him
child
to even go that
for
way.
Period. So I don't. I'm not even worried
about
that.
I mean, we all are, but we want. I want my men. I have 5 of them. Like I told y'all, I do not. I want them to be men. I don't. I mean, if they want to do, you know, when they grow up, they want to cook and all that other stuff. Yes, I would love that. And if they're gay, I would love them that too. But I'm talking about as far as bringing them up to be a man. I want my kids to be in control of their household. Like,
but how does
the
kitchen
set
make you not in control? That's what I'm trying to understand. It doesn't.
Okay,
it's not correlating.
So I have. I know some kids, and they are. They grew up in a female, a feminine. Say the word.
Feminine.
I don't even know what you're trying to say. Yes. Thank you, baby.
Oh.
So if you grow up in that type of environment, mm-hmm, you know what I mean? And those are the type of things that you can point out about a child, because we do it all the time. When we see little kids and they little funny, and we be like, oh, yeah, But we don't judge the person. You get what I'm saying? We're not judging them. We're just saying that, you know, things that we don't want as far as what our boys to be. I want my kids to be men. I want them to be,
okay, so,
you know.
So basically what you're saying is that you feel like with a kitchen at that young of an age, you feel like you're shooting them to be gay? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not going to say shooting them, but I just feel like that, you know, certain things that can bring, I don't know. I'm not even going to say it no more. I just think that
because she the mama and she not doing that. Yeah. Just like I said, that's the end of it.
That's okay. Exactly what we got to do. We got to say that.
Because, that's the end of it.
You know, I think that it depends on, you know, how you raise your kids regardless. So, you know, if you raise your kids to be with the feminine around and you not, because I have friends that don't like that. You know what I'm saying? And they have kids that don't, they be like, no, you need to do this. You know what I'm saying? Go play with some boys. You don't need to be around, because they see it coming out of them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I have a friend like that now.
Yeah,
I just don't think it's fair.
It's not fair.
I just don't think it's fair, because you let the girls play with all toys, boys and girls toys, but a male can't play with a kitchen set.
I think it's in our culture, especially in the Black community, like the whole phobia of little boys turning gay is pronounced. Like, it's ridiculous to the point where, like, we have to shelter boys from this, this, and this. And like, oh, you can't do this because you might be gay. Or
and what about the girls,
it's
too?
Ridiculous.
They do the same with the gay girls.
No, literally, girls are able to do a whole bunch. Yeah. The only thing I ever see girls get stereotyped about being gay is if they start playing basketball.
Mm-hmm.
That's the biggest one.
Mm-hmm.
But and it's just sad because other cultures don't have to worry about that. White kids get them little boys be getting kitchen sets and everything. And every other culture, but in our culture, it's we can't do this because you might turn gay, and that's crazy.
No, I don't think that it's a culture. It's crazy because I feel a woman. Period, and that I want my.
I feel like it's deep. It's deep in our culture. It's unfortunate. It's kind of sad that our brains are engraved to think like that automatically. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's literally a toy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I saw the one girl on the comment. She was like, I'll get him a grill set, but I ain't getting him no kitchen. I'm like, come on.
What's the difference?
See, and that, I can see a grill set.
What's the difference?
That's what we talking about. I'm saying, I'm manly over here.
What's the difference?
I like that grill set. I think
George
Foreman
grill. Is it George Foreman?
Yeah, George.
Listen, audience members, if I ever sold... get blessed with child again. I have a son. Send the kitchenette sets my way. Send them my way. Shay and Kanisha don't want them. Send them over here.
All right, so that's
going to lead to our next topic. Okay. Mm-hmm. This one might be a little spicy too. All right. So basically, who was it? It was, where Curry at? Cause she be knowing the people.
Why
and Nikki be knowing the
yet?
Celebrities too. It was some article, Shade Room. Well, I can't say Shade Room put out an article because they don't do articles. They just be gossiping. Mm-hmm. But anyways, it was two celebrities. I forget who the hell they were. But they was basically like putting out information to women that said...
Oh, Plies and
Joe Button.
It was Joe Button? Button? Okay, good. See, I knew y'all would know. I don't know these motherfuckers. But okay,
I know Plies. Okay. That's my boo.
Oh, you like Pearly Plies?
I sure do.
Okay. So they was basically like, women need to give better gifts. Like, they need to step away from the bullshit-ass typical gifts that women give dudes. They need to step out of that underwears and socks and do better and give better gifts. So, ladies, what are some gifts that are outside of the ordinary that you have even given a man or some that you thought about giving a man or you heard somebody else gave a man and it was like a really good gift. Like, let's give the ladies, even though Christmas is literally 2 days away, don't give y'all bitches much time, but what do y'all think about the article and what are some good gifts?
I think I'm a great gift giver.
I'm a great gift giver
too.
I think it also depends on the female. If you're dealing with a stingy female, you're gonna get that cologne set that's in the line at Marshall's.
Yeah.
The little box gift set.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. that's not even an option. That could be, if I'm gonna get it, it's gonna be a stocking stuffer.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's not gonna be my gift.
Yes.
And first things first, you gotta know your man.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people say, I have a lot of male friends, they always say, well, I told her I ain't want nothing. I told her to get me some boxers and some t-shirts or some shoes. And I was like, so, okay, that's all you want? And he was like, yeah. I said, so if you was my dude, I would get you that plus whatever wanted you to have. Mm-hmm. Okay. And if we're a couple, I know your taste.
Right.
I know what you're going to wear. I know what you're not going to wear. I know what you're going to do and you're not going to do. So...
And like what I like to do, I like to listen to cues all throughout the year.
Yeah.
Right. I listen to them talk like, oh man, mm-hmm. I need this, da-da. Like right. They don't even be like, and I'm like, oh, mental note about right. the cop. You know
exactly.
what I'm
saying? But that just tells what kind of female that you are.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's the difference.
Because you pay attention. You're supposed to pay attention, ladies.
A stingy female who just, oh, I'm going to get this perfect cologne set and that's it. Versus you, I'm about to go all out for my man because I know he's gonna go out all out for me.
Okay, so tell me, what's one of the best gifts you ever given a dude in your opinion? What you give him?
And it's so petty and it's so like to
it's
us,
a gift, it's but it's petty.
Yes, yeah. It's petty. It's
I'm confused.
All right, so it was something that, like you said, through conversation.
Okay,
and we were just talking, and he's a grown ass man, a grown man, and he's just like, I want a hoverboard. What? You too damn old. You too damn big for a hoverboard. But I want one. And I can't find one that I really like. Oh, okay. you're not getting no damn hoverboard. Like, you're going to fall off that. You're going to bust your ass. So I'm in the store, and you know what I'm saying? I see the hoverboard. I'm going to get this hoverboard. And then, so what I did was, I'm so petty, so petty. I wrapped it, like, I used, like, two rolls of wrapping paper. And then I took the clear wrapping paper and used packing tape and wrapped it again. So he kept, like, man, what is this? Like, it's a little heavy. What is this? When he opened it, he had tears in his eyes. Like, aww. Like, you really listen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. Like, you know what I'm saying? And it was just something that simple
right.
that he was thankful for that. And that's just what it was. So I thought, like, this is good.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I won Christmas. I'm like to be the winner. I won. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I think that was the best thing I've ever done.
What are your thoughts about Plies, Pearly Plies, and Joe Budden talking about some women need to give better gifts? And what is one great gift that you've given?
Well, I give great gifts. So it depends on what type of level I'm on.
Okay.
With a guy, I remember one year I bought this guy a 477 Gucci belt, and he bought me a Helly Hansen coat. And, like, I don't even wear those type of jackets. I was like, the fuck? Why did he buy me this? So I try to go with, you know, I mean, I guess you shouldn't give to get. But last Christmas, I bought Christian Dior sneakers for someone.
Uh-huh.
So I think I give really good gifts.
I think you did.
They were $1,700. So, yeah.
I think that I definitely give. To be honest with y'all, I love Christmas. That's my favorite holiday. Mm-hmm. So my husband gonna get whatever he want.
I know that's right.
I'm telling you, he want these $500 shoes now, and we got a lot of kids. But I'm telling you, I bet you I get these shoes for my baby though.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you, I'm gonna be looking back for them like, hey. Yeah. So I think that I should get like $1,000 gift. You know what I mean? But no, we don't do that. But yeah, I think I do good with that.
Well, you got one more day. You're going to be out tomorrow going to get this gift, huh?
I'm ordering. He can wait till, you know.
Okay.
The kids is definitely going to get what they want because we have 12. So, you know, I try to get everything.
Wait, what? You have what?
Yeah, yes. It's 12 of my kids together.
Combination between you and your husband. Yeah. There's how many?
It's 12 of them.
Bitch, it's 12 days of Christmas.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Well, as for me, I understand where Pearly coming from. Because whenever I do talk to a lot of women, not a lot of my friends, because I have many circles, those who know me, but a lot of my circles, they come through for their man just like y'all do. But I have heard some tidbits here and there. Bitches just want to wrap up the box, the same box that this nigga get every other 364 days of the year, put a little lingerie to it, and that's his, like, they want to dress up like baby Miss Santa or whatever.
Miss Claus.
Yay, there we go, uh-huh. Miss Claus. And think that's the gift, and I just be like, you just gave him the pussy that you just had yesterday too, the same
right.
thing.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's the same.
What, it's the same thing. But so, I think the best gift that I've gave, I didn't actually give for Christmas, so I'm cheating, but my last, like, long-term relationship, I noticed that my ex just had terrible ass luggage. Like, he had the clothy ones. He was burning. Yeah. I swear to God, it was a hand-me-down from his mother. And he used to take business trips all the time. Like he used to spend 75% of his work time traveling. And I was tired of seeing that raggedy ass luggage.
I hate a raggedy luggage.
Right?
Yes.
Oh, so I went and I got him this really nice three-piece hard.
It was black.
It was like the snakeskin material. And then I got him like the little cubes, you know, to help you pack organize and shit. And then I got him like a cute little toiletry bag with all the little travel sizes. And then I'm frugal Franny, so I'm always looking for a deal. So I found this deal for us to go to Mexico. And I put the tickets for the trip in the suitcase.
Yes.
So, you know, I did
yes.
that.
Yes, you did that.
And then COVID hit, and we ain't going nowhere.
Oh, man. What you do with the...
I still can use it. Me and my best friend supposed to be taking advantage of it. Shanika, if you listening, we still going to Mexico, girl. I just got to figure out when we going to use it. But, yeah,
that's right.
But, yeah. So, that This is really good. This is a good conversation because it leads us to this next controversial topic. I hope y'all don't get right. Okay, so y'all ready? All right, so Curry brought this up and I'm mad because Curry not even here to talk about it. So it says, do you think a woman is wrong for using the money from one child's father for all of her other children because the other fathers aren't helping? So this was real big, maybe like 2-3 years ago on social media. It was like text messages and a screenshot. And basically this mother has two or three kids, different baby daddies. And one of the kids' dad gave her money to buy the baby like some gaming system. And instead, the mother took the money and bought kids for all three boys, not just his son. So that's where maybe Nikki Gate is. I don't know. Mm-hmm. What are them gators? So what do y'all think?
I'm going to go first because I don't have kids.
Okay.
And this is just my opinion.
Okay.
So I think it's wrong.
Okay.
But if it was me, what I would have done, I would have bought a gaming system for that would have... everybody could have played with, because you know it's a gaming system, so they're all going to play with it regardless. So a gaming system or something like that, or a trampoline or something like that that benefits everybody is what I would have done. Uh-huh. Instead of getting everybody little gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know it's not their fault that you chose these.
Exactly. I'm going to get that damn PS, whatever it is that they sent. Guess what? I'm going to have to go out here and motherfucking sell this pussy and whatever for the other kids.
Do some shame.
Since their motherfucking fathers didn't send nothing. But no, never will I ever use my child's stuff on another child that I, you know, no. If you sent me this for your child, I'm going to go ahead and use this on them. And then to make it even better, I'll tell you to go ahead and get it. You don't even have to, like, have me get it. But if you want
to. That was my question. Why the fuck he ain't just go get the shit?
Right. Why he just didn't buy it?
Right. If you want me to, I will get it. But I'm only going to get it for whatever you tell me to get. I'm going to get it.
Okay. So what if he didn't put specifics? What if the dude just said, here's some money for Christmas for Lil Ray Ray?
And then Lil Ray Ray gets all the stuff from the day.
Right, and what I would do is I would look at Lil Ray Ray, Lil Tom Tom, or whoever, everybody's list, and see what everybody has the same on the list. Right. And I will go from there. And then if I had money left over, we're going to get some little smaller things off of Ray Ray's list to, you know, accommodate, okay, this did come from him, but we got the game, got the PS5. And you wanted these Jordans, here go to Jordans. You wanted this, you wanted that. You still get all that other stuff because it did come from Ray Ray's father.
Yeah. They got that thing called, what is it called? Sander for Tots or Kids for Tots?
Yeah, Kids.
You better get
Toys for Tots.
That's what the other ones will be getting. Yeah, or I'll be going around to all the different churches or wherever.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, no, I'm not doing that. Yeah, I'm using my stuff on that. Whoever gave the money is who getting it.
Yes, it's not fair for, you know, them to take care of another man's child that, you know, when he's probably doing what he ought to do to take care of just that one child of his, you know what I mean? So I do think that we shouldn't do that. Women, we don't. I wouldn't do it. I got five kids, and I'm going to tell you, every last one of the things they want from their daddies, they get them. And they ain't giving me no money. They dropping them things off.
Right, right. That's what I'm saying. Right,
They dropping them things off. They like, because I might go get that PlayStation, and I might go get some other stuff. Go get some stuff for me, too. Like, thank you for, you know.
And see, that's how I feel. So, like, people hate me for this perspective, but this is how I feel. So, like, when you're a mother, and even if you're receiving child support or a nigga just giving you, what is it, allotments every check, or if he just giving you a couple of dollars here and there, like, there is so much into raising kids that little money does nothing to help. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, like, when it comes to health insurance, dental insurance, extracurricular activities, clothes on the back, food in the, you know, roof over your head. You know what I'm saying? So, a lot of people's child support is slim. Now, I feel for y'all niggas out here paying thousands of dollars because y'all got them good-ass jobs and y'all get... that shit gets snatched up. I feel for y'all. But there's literally women out here receiving $87 a month.
And there's women out here that don't get child support.
Right. So, like, when that money do come, it's like, I have a pool, right? The pool, the swimming pool is my bank account and it's my money. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? I dig in a cup, pay this bill. Dig in a cup, buy the clothes. Dig a cup in, that goes there. When you give me your money, your child support, your allotment, money you want to grace me with for Christmas for your child, it's you give me that bucket and I just pour it into the pool.
Yeah.
And wherever the fuck it gets distributed is where the fuck it gets distributed. Because I've been holding it down ever since. And trust and believe, everybody's going to get taken care of regardless. You know what I'm saying?
And
nobody's going to go without.
I like that because
so that's how I look at it.
A lot of women, they don't think like that though. A lot of women, they use that type of stuff. Oh yeah, that's my kid's father, so he's supposed to be doing this. To be honest, me, I'm one of the girls that do not look for nothing. I don't need your child support. I don't need nothing. Yes, I would need it sometimes. I'd be wanting to cry for it and everything. But me, as having my pride, I'm not going to ask you for anything because, you know, we knew what we was doing when we did that. You get what I'm saying? So I'm not going to be in your head like, oh, well, you're a deadbeat. You're a deadbeat. I hate those type of women. I hate them. No, I don't. I'm not that woman.
Yeah.
I like the fact that, you know, me and my kids' fathers, we have good relationships. We might not communicate, you know, all the time, but we have a good communication where, you know, we don't have no beef. And for real, I think that's all I ask for is no problems. What he do for his kids is what he do. Don't come over here telling me what to do for your child. You get what I'm saying? What you do is what you do. I do what I do. Even, you know, some women want more attention for, you know, oh, I need these bills paid. Da-da-da-da, because that's, we got the baby. No, baby. You knew that was the baby when you separated with him. Mm-hmm. Now, that is both of y'all baby, but he don't have to take care of your kid, your bills.
Right.
No, I don't agree with none of that. So, you know, I look at things a little bit different when it comes down to certain stuff like that. But, yeah, I think that us women, we need to think again, because we do too much when it comes down to our men, you know, trying to have them raise, you know, trying to be a man for these men, for these kids. And, you know, we don't give them enough credit. You know, we don't give them a lot of them. And I think that when it comes down to Christmas, they try their best for them boys. Even when they got them nasty ass baby mamas that's always in the ear saying, oh, mind you, he going to get the PlayStation. But whole time after that, you ain't shit, nigga. You ain't shit. You get what I'm saying? Like, that shit is not cool.
Man, listen, I give credit when credit is due. I feel like it's deadbeats and shitty-ass parents on both sides.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? It's some shitty-ass women who do some bitter-ass shit and some shitty-ass dudes who do...
Can't hear us on Instagram. See if you can cut that up on the side.
I'm who sorry, do bitter I... stuff, too. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Because I've done seen firsthand laid back mothers around holidays year round, and dudes just they baby father just be mad, just be bitter, and just be doing extra stuff. So I feel like it's a two way street.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But that's how I would carry that situation if I had multiple children. I really don't know. I haven't been in that predicament, so this is what I think I would do. I'm kind of like Stacey, like, I don't have a kid. I only got one. But this is what I think, you know what I'm saying, how I would navigate that situation. Did y'all also see the controversial topic with regards to the low-income households? So they was like, I think it was from a social worker, and the social worker wrote this long-ass post on Facebook, and people been reposting it left and right. And basically, the social worker was like, y'all need to stop telling your kids that Santa brought them an iPad or some expensive gaming system, because they go to school and tell their friends that Santa bought them this, that, and the third, and now the lower-income kids are going home crying to their parents, asking why Santa didn't get them that gift, and maybe...
hold on, give us a second, y'all.
And maybe Santa doesn't like them as much.
Let's log out of it and go back in.
Did y'all hear that?
Yes.
So I feel like my situation has nothing to do with anybody else's situation, regardless. I understand that whoever parent don't feel like, you know, they want to tell their kid that they're Santa Claus or whatever. No, Santa is live and real at my house. Mm-hmm. So, therefore, I'm going to keep it that way. So.
Yeah. So I'm with you on
that. I'm going to keep it that way. So, like, just because something, I have people that I know that say, oh, well, Santa, I tell my kids that Santa isn't real because I want to take the credit for the things I get for them and this and that. Well, that's what you do with your household. But me, no,
I feel
Santa.
Like that's taken from the childhood experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, when you get older, I feel like, you know, you could tell them, but from birth to 9.
No, girl, that's way too.
No, that's you think 9.
Yes, because I think right now King is only 8 and. He knows it ain't no Santa, but he don't make it bad for the other kids. He knows that, but he knows that when I say Santa, it's Santa. You know what I'm saying? Whether he knows his dad, but I have another baby, so he don't come in here and be like, oh, bye-bye, ain't no Santa. He knows better. You get me right. saying? Like, no, that's not what we doing, because I'm going to be able to communicate when he gets a little bit older on, you know, how that works.
Right. But,
so then, no.
So when did your daughter find out there was no Santa?
I literally just told her like this year, earlier this year. Okay. So like I missed everything I was talking about. So I'm just going, I hope I don't repeat anything. I was doing a little, you know, technical difficulties with Instagram. But so we were sitting around watching TV and she said something about kids at school telling her that Santa wasn't real. And so that's how it always starts. Y'all mm-hmm. need to tell y'all little snotty-nosed kids
right.
to keep their mouth shut.
Right.
But anyways, so I sat her down and I told her. She cried. And then she realized, she was like, but wait, Mommy, you're Santa? I said, me and Daddy are Santa. She was like, you got me that bike? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, well, what about the dollhouse a couple of years ago? I was like, your daddy got that. She was like, so you guys are Santa? And I was like, yeah. And she was like so happy. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because I know a lot of people are like, I'm not going to spend my hard-earned money and then give all the credit for getting these gifts to Santa Claus, some white man that live in North Pole that don't even exist. They're going to know that well, I spend my hard-ass money. Santa. Yeah. And so I'm just like, but at the end of the day, even if they believe in Santa, when you tell them it's not real and they come to that realization that you made all that happen, you know what I'm saying? You drove that motherfucking sleigh and came down the chimney exactly. and put the motherfucking gifts under that tree. There's exactly. like an even greater appreciation. And so then after I told her, I was like, but you gotta keep it a secret because some people still believe. And she has a little brother, whatever. I was like, you gotta help daddy out, you know, when it comes to your little brother. She's like, okay, like I could be an elf. Mm-hmm. Like, she was excited, you know right. what I'm saying?
How so, old
like,
is she? That's
exactly. She was 8.
Okay.
And that's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be. It's just a Brooklyn communication. I think that when you do get that, you know, when they have them type of communications, we just sit down and we talk to them.
Yeah.
And just tell them, and you don't, you know, get a
little
mad. Because
the world already cruel, bruh.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, even if you can get instill just a little bit of festivities and imagination right. into your child, instilling them early, keep them as innocent and
exactly.
young as long as they can, because this world is too cruel. You
yes,
know what I'm saying?
Right.
And they try and teach the hard-ass lessons all early. Like, damn,
right.
can they enjoy their childhood?
Yes, right. But they don't have that now as in back in the day, because back in the day, them lessons was good. We used to go to the parties. We used mm-hmm. to do things. They don't want to go to the parties. They want to be on Facebook while they at the party. The party ain't even dancing. They just standing there like, yeah. And then they start jumping up and down, FaceTime and everything. Man, no. We didn't have no phones. We couldn't do anything. We had to lock that door upstairs, and then the parents is upstairs, and then lights might go down, and then next thing you know, when they come upstairs, we acting like ain't nothing going down, but we still dancing.
Right.
We don't have that no more. We do not. They want to fight at the clubs, at the schools. They just want to do everything that we did not do. Like, we used to link up. You know mm-hmm. we did. We used to, me and Shay, we used to link up. We used to do things. I think I did your hair back in the day. Mm-hmm. We used to have to sit down.
Right.
Hey, I was taking hours to do hair.
Right.
You know what I mean? So we didn't, it wasn't the same. It's not the same no more as it was before.
Yeah.
I can say that.
But what I missed while I was, when I was making IG live work.
Shay said her child believes in Santa Claus.
She yes. believes no. in Santa Claus.
Because how old is Brookie?
She's 6, but the whole Landover, because we live in Landover, they want to tell her that Santa is not real, and I get on them all the time. Maybe your Santa isn't real.
Exactly.
But the Santa at this address
right.
is real. Like, yeah, like,
he don't go to your house.
He,
that's
he
the problem.
May not go to your house. Exactly. But he stops by here.
At what age are you going to tell her?
I'm never going to tell her. It's going to be the kids that's outside. They keep, like, but she got a lot of heart with her. So when they say it ain't no Santa, she'll be like, yes, it is. Yes, it is. So she's innocent. But it's funny because today we was in Walmart getting gift wrap paper. I said, she done seen and just heard too much. Some of the gift wrap paper dropped on the floor. And it was loud. She said, oh, I thought that was gunshots. Oh, she's Lord. 6 years old. I was like, what? I was like, oh, you. My job is Southeast. I'm like, you done been in Southeast a little bit too much, baby girl. But that Santa is something that she's really into. Like, mm-hmm. she don't let no. Oh, she get her hand on her hip. And she be, no, no, no. Yes, it is. So I'm happy. I'm never going to tell her Santa yeah, isn't real. Exactly. She going to have to come to me and be like, because when she get upset, she say, girl. So she going to have to come to me and say, mommy, girl, why you laugh? Yeah, so I'm just waiting for that day. But until then, I'm never telling her that he's not real.
Oh, that's mm-hmm. I think that that's cute.
So at what age, me, you saying nine but that,
no, I don't think that it's an age for me. I think that it's time, whenever it's time for them to break. To know what's going on. I think mm-hmm. that I'm going to continue to tell him that it is, you know, Santa. I even call Santa. I got Santa.
I got Santa
phone.
In there yes, for yes.
I used to love so him. I be calling him. He be like, mm-hmm. mommy, please, can you call Santa, please? Mm-hmm. Mommy, he's so bad. I'll be pressed for him to talk to Santa. Uh-huh. Like, hey, Santa is uh-huh. right here. Like, uh-huh. tell him what you want. And then he be like, oh, you stupid. I be like, oh, you not getting nothing. You know uh-huh. what I'm saying? So, and then he'll calm down and da-da-da-da. So, I think until he's ready, he'll let me know. Because then he's going to be telling somebody else that ain't no yeah, Santa.
Yeah, right.
So, by this time, I'm going to have to check him.
So, pretty much when he starts questioning it.
Yeah, when he starts right. questioning and stuff, I'm going to, you know, try to keep on pushing him. Just let him know, like, hey, it is Santa. You just ain't, you know, came to the North Pole yet, you know what I mean?
That's how Brooklyn is. She's like, no pole yet. How come I can't see Santa? Because I told her maybe 2 weeks ago, I was like, guess what? I got a report from Santa. He came by. He told me that you were doing good. She wasn't sleeping in her bed. I was like, he told me he's so proud of you for sleeping in your bed. Keep up the good work. She was like, oh, yeah? I'm sleeping in my bed all the time. I was like, yeah, okay. So I was like I really use Santa for some shit.
I appreciate
yeah, me too. I used to do the same thing. My daughter wasn't cleaning up her room. And I'm like, oh, Santa not going to come if this room look like this. Okay, mommy. Mm-hmm. Okay. Clean that motherfucking room up real
right,
quick.
Exactly.
Quick.
Mm-hmm.
I think all of my.
I don't think that I'm trying to think. My as a younger, I don't remember when they told me that there was no Santa.
Man, I was old as fuck.
My sister is real petty.
I can see.
So I think.
Mm-hmm. Damn, Sunny.
I think Sunita might have ruined it for me. Like nah. Like no.
I can see that happening.
There's no Santa. Yeah. Santa's mom. Mm-hmm. And she mom's going to get everything. I think if I remember right, I think that's what it was. And it got.
How old was you?
All right, from my memory, I want to say 7.
That's
okay age. I was old. I felt like my mom waited too long.
How old was you?
Bitch, I was almost 12.
Okay, oh. Yeah.
Oh, you had a good mommy, girl. She got
I was 11, and like I was a child at her for the longest. Like, I'm still act like a little kid. I ain't going to hold you. Like, I'm a child at heart. But like, she waited a long time. I was like, you ain't have to wait that long, mom. I'm at school about to get in fights sticking up for right, Santa Claus. I have me looking dumb out here in these streets. But when she told me, I was like, I had the same revelation that my daughter had. I was like, damn, you've been pulling this off for all this time? Like, you're the best mom ever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so as a kid, let me ask you this. As a kid in your childhood, what is the best Christmas gift you remember getting from your parents?
Mine was a Nintendo. When I first got my first Nintendo, I think it had been out for like 2 years, so I was late. I was a late bloomer with the Nintendo. But when I got one, that was the best gift that I could ever get. Mom, I swear I was like the best child for like a whole 3 months until I got mad at the Nintendo and I threw it because I lost. And then that was it. My mom was like, no. You're not doing this no more. You're going to put it up. And I was like,
some
oh,
anger
shucks.
Issues. Damn, yeah. Girl.
Oh, yeah, girl. Went down to my house. Shelly ain't play no games.
I really don't remember my best gift. All my Christmases was bomb. So I don't have any one thing that kind of sticks out. Like, Because my mom would buy Christmas gifts all year round and hide them around the house. Mm. Like, in plain sight, too. My dumb ass. You know what I'm saying? So, like, she never, like, me, I did all my Christmas shopping yesterday. Stressed myself the fuck out. Not my mom. She's done before November hit. Mm-hmm. She's done.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
So, like, I always had, because people used to shice me. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, my birthday's next week. You know what I'm saying? On Wednesday.
People do it to me, too.
And, yep, because you was just
one
a couple...
week before Christmas, exactly.
And mine is 4 days after Christmas, and people used to always tell me, oh, that's your birthday and your Christmas present.
Exactly.
And my mom hated that shit. And she'll give it back to me. She's like, nope, if you're not getting both, don't give her nothing. I got her. You know what I'm saying? And so my mom will hold me down and buy shit all year for my birthday and Christmas. So I never had an issue. You know what I'm saying? Like, Christmases and birthdays was amazing. My mom made that shit happen.
And as we all know, Stacy...
Spoiled ass.
I'm not spoiled. I just... Me and my sister are almost 10 years apart. So the stuff that my sister was asking for is that high dollar stuff. I'm a little girl. I'm asking for baby dolls and stuff like that. So when people say, growing up, I never had a good Christmas, and I'm thinking, my mom didn't make a lot of money, like, at all. Like, at all. But me and my sister never wanted for anything.
Right.
And when we did, it was because one of us was fucking up. You're not getting it. You fucking up. Like, you think you deserve this? I remember my...
Put your face in the fucking
mom. I remember my mom telling me a story about my sister that she wasn't doing good. And she made her get a job to get the boots. Oh, you gonna work for these shoes. I'll go half with you. Or something like that. And... I think my sister got her first check, got the boots, and left that job.
But look, I got a question, though. I want to know that out of all these years through Christmas, when did you become worm? And
we don't even have the time for that.
No, we don't have the time for that.
But, as well, my birthday is 11 days after Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And Joyce always, like, said, birthdays are the best days. And if anybody who knows me knows that my birthday is always amazing,
right? Yes. Like, she plans surprise birthday parties for herself.
Like, they're amazing. Yeah, so that it just is what it is. So, like, when it hurts me sometimes when I hear people say, "I never had a good Christmas," and I say, "What made it not good?"
Right?
You know, it's because you didn't get everything that you wanted, or sometimes your parents can't afford that.
And sometimes the holidays are just rough. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
People have lost family members or,
exactly,
you know, loved ones, and, you know.
I just feel like when it comes to Christmas and all that stuff, we know what day it is.
Exactly.
So you got to plan. If you need to plan ahead, then plan ahead. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I have friends who start, like you said, in October.
I start early. Yeah. So if you need to plan ahead, plan ahead. No, and I just start I don't want to get out here and I'm trying to get something like that LOL camper glamper that I can't find. And everybody, you know, like
y'all remember the Tickle Me Elmo?
Yeah.
I used to get a Tickle Me Elmo every year. And my mom used to start as soon as that joint dropped, she would go get
go
that joint
because
it'd be sold out.
Mm-hmm.
I had all the Tickle Me Elmos.
See,
every edition.
I've always been an electronics girl. So I've had every system, the TVs. I was more of that.
Mm-hmm.
I
had a whole playroom. But listen, where the fuck did time go? Listen, we got to cover this one more topic before it turned 8 o'clock, y'all, before we turn into a pumpkin. I got to know, I'm sorry to cut you off, boo,
okay,
but is the person you're dating supposed to buy your kid a gift?
I'm going to let y'all handle that.
No, you got to talk. You got to, like, I'm sure you've talked to a nigga with kids before.
I think that first
you've never talked to a man with kids? Get the fuck out of here.
Okay, all right, so... I've talked to men with kids, but here's the thing. If I've never met your kid, I'm not obligated to buy your kid a gift.
I respect that.
So if we're dating or whatever, what people need to know is I've never in my whole entire life, 38 years, been in a relationship. So
I don't believe you.
She lying. I'm sorry. I thought that was like
we
a
get an argument.
I don't believe you.
Exactly.
But if I always say it, that means it's
where's
true.
Where's the best friend? Best friend, call in. I need confirmation, Robinette.
703-951-7303.
Go ahead, call in, Robinette. I need to hear from you.
Listen,
I don't trust her.
So if I have never met your kid, I'm not buying your kid a gift. Now, I will help you go shopping for your kid, and in the store, I'm asking you 1,001 questions because I've never met your kid. But I do feel if I've met your kid and we've had like a couple of, you know, encounters, yes, I will buy your kid a Christmas because I love Christmas. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you know, I try to get everybody something for Christmas that I possibly can. So it will be nothing to get. I'm getting your daddy something. I can get you something. Like, you know, mm-hmm. Kids really aren't that expensive if you plan for it.
I think it's better to buy the kids something before you give the dad something. You know what I mean? I think that's what I'll probably be doing. Like, if you have a child, let's just get you something real fast. Get you out the way real fast. Because I think, especially if we're just talking. Then, yes, that's it. But as far as, no, we got to have, like, a good relationship for me to be getting people gifts at all, period.
Shay?
So, for me, I feel like you need to buy my daughter a gift. You do. If you get some pussy.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
If you get some pussy, my baby need a gift, too.
Oh, that's right, girl.
My goodness.
Yes.
So, besides you fucking him, Brittany and I get a gift.
Oh, most definitely.
That's
oh
right, girl. Goodness.
Yes.
That's right, but girl.
What?
She's right.
What if he never met her?
It don't matter. So it was like just 2019. I'm talking to this one guy. He bought her the world and never saw her a day in his fucking life. But he was fucking me. So that's what you needed to do.
Period.
But you could just get her one little toy. You get her a doll, baby. I'm not saying what you get. You can go and get her a Kendra doll. My daughter is so, when it comes to toys, she is so humble and she wants anything. So, like, she will take anything. Like, you could buy her, like I said, some doll from Family Dollar that somebody bought her is called Kendra. And she liked that little doll. Hair nappy as hell. But I bought her American Doll. I spent like $150 for a doll, American Doll. But she took that Kendra doll that I saw that said $5.99 on there. So my thing is, get her something. Shit. Yeah, I'm not even saying.
But do you tell them that?
Oh, I'm going to send you a Amazon thing of what she like. Brooklyn like this.
wait. Y'all, this
is like the wish this. List.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. So I'm dating you. We dating. Bam. Mm-hmm. And you just
one day you're gonna get a blue, text.
You gonna send me a text of Brooklyn.
It says wish list. It says Brooklyn's wish list. And you got a list. And I'll say, oh, this is some of the things that Brooklyn want for Christmas.
You lost your damn mind.
It and you can pick birthday. One.
Shay, you gotta let you gotta let them like.
You can pick. Oh
no, Shay, you gotta let them like volunteer.
No, we not. I'm because
ain't no point in getting a gift. More,
so what do you do if they don't buy Brooklyn a gift? Do you stop talking to them?
They probably don't get the
yeah, but they don't. They, it ain't. That's never happened before.
Okay, exactly.
So right, I don't even know what I would do if that happened. Like I would be fucked up. Like, are you serious? You didn't buy my daughter anything.
That's right.
Like she like them little squishy things. You can, uh-huh. That shit is like $2. You better get her something.
That's
like
right.
She's so simple. Now I'm the one who go out here and buy all this expensive stuff for her, but she don't. She doesn't require any of that stuff that I buy her. Mm-hmm. I just buy her because I want her to have it. Mm-hmm. But what she's told Santa, we went to go see Miss Claus and them. She said she wanted a pineapple squishy that I paid $6.99 for and an iPhone. That's it. Mm. But I got her six. Way more. She's six. She got that iPhone. And she got a lot more.
All the squishy things.
She got all kinds of stuff. She even got one of them Razor scooter bikes. She don't even ask for it. And I'm running out of gifts for her. So I done bought a keyboard and a violin for Guitar Center.
I know, that's right.
She gonna learn how to play the instrument.
Look, she's gonna have to do something.
Yeah, make some noise.
Well, I don't think I've never like put a requirement to buy my daughter a gift. Mind you, I've only the men I've actually talked to on that serious note since I've been a mom is very little. But when I was in my long term relationship, he always got her a gift up until, you know, he switched religions low-key and stopped believing in Christmas, and then there was this other holiday that they celebrate, so she got a gift for that. But anyways, that's neither here nor there. So I've never made it like required. It's never been like an expectation, but like if you do it, like you get cool points in my book. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, that was fucking dope. You ain't have to do that shit. I appreciate you. Like you're dope.
Yeah. But all right, so here's the thing. Here's what I'm not understanding from all of this. If I've never met your kid, why would I even buy you?
Because you know I have a child. Right. Exactly. And that's just, it's the thought. It's the thought that you thought beyond. No. No, no, listen. It's the fact that you thought beyond just me and knew that I'm a package deal. Even if you didn't meet or unwrap the rest of the packages and you haven't met my child yet, you took the time to know and understand and be grateful for the fact that that little girl is in my life and that little girl has made me the woman I am today. Right. You know what I'm saying? It's an appreciation type thing.
I would buy a man's daughter gift or son gift if I haven't met them.
Yeah, see, I don't. I give the gift like this from
Ray Ray. Who the hell is Ray Ray, mom?
I don't even have to tell her who it's from.
I don't give a just fuck. He don't even have to say that it's from me. He could just say, look, here's another gift. I'm like, because.
Y'all lost y'all damn mind. Because the guys that gave me. I can tell you right now, if I ain't met your kid, you ain't getting shit.
I think that it's different because y'all have girls and I have boys. I think it's different. See, me, I don't let no men around my boys. They don't really know. It's not about letting them around.
But listen to what I'm saying.
Y'all, hold on. You're talking about something that wasn't the question. No, listen to what I'm saying, though. Y'all are, with women, we are required for stuff like this. My boys, I bring a damn gift in here from a whole nother man. That nigga gonna be up in here like, who is this? Who gave you that? Cause ain't nobody coming up in here like. But you the know thing is, you can say it's 9 years old. Man, I'm telling you, my boys are real serious. They come see you like you a whole man. What's up? At 4 year old, you already know Nicholas don't even play no games. He don't even want to talk about anybody. So I don't even talk about any type of relationships around my boys. Like what we do is what
you
we do.
Got special in a relationship.
If we're in a relationship, then you know about my kids. You've been around my kids. You're going to get to know them, and you are going to do stuff with my kids. Other than that, That's it.
Bruh.
So it's different.
I'm telling y'all.
I've given gifts to men with boys, and I haven't met them.
I say, you tell them whoever. You can say Santa gave it to them.
I don't give a fuck.
You can say your job, your mama, your grandma, whoever in their family don't give them a gift, you can tell them.
Okay, wait. I know we only got like 1 minute left, but I got to ask this because it just popped into my head and Nikki gave it to us and Carrie did not add it to the list. Love you, Carrie, but you ain't add it. And I want to ask this because I've done this. What do y'all think about being in a relationship and allowing your child's father come over to help either wrap gifts the night before or open gifts the next morning?
I think that you have to have a strong relationship for that shit to happen. And I know for a fact it ain't going down. So I think that you wrap your gifts and do however it is. Like with me, Ricardo bring the kids the same day of Christmas and drop them off, and I have the stuff wrapped and ready. You get what I'm saying? But before I had the relationship, whatever, Ricardo did. He used to come down, and we used to wake up with the kids. You know what I'm saying? Even if we didn't sleep together, now he used to come out here and just come out and, open stuff. But that was it. I don't think anybody's wrapping
this. I feel like I do both. So I don't care if I'm in a relationship or not. Brooklyn, Dad and I have a good relationship. So we're gonna open them gifts on Christmas Day, and he gonna be there. So
with your boyfriend,
he don't have to spend a night because most of the time he don't spend a night.
That's good.
I don't let him spend a night.
All right, well then that's different.
But he come in the morning. He might be there up until it's time to go to bed. But
that's a lot.
He stays. Like that's my family. I love him. That's nice. Family.
That's different though.
So me and Chris got that too. Like even when I was in a whole relationship, my ex from my long term relationship actually met Celeste's dad on Christmas Eve, because we had this long-standing thing. Chris would come over before he had his son. Now that he have a son, he got switched up a little bit. But he would come over. We would literally spend all night wrapping gifts, putting doll houses together, assembling everything, batteries, running out, getting batteries. And so he came over, and we was putting together this big-ass Power Wheel princess carriage. And Anthony was already there. Ooh, I done said the man's name. Damn it. Well, my ex was already there. And Chris was like, can I come over and help? And I was like, damn. these niggas ain't met each other yet. Mm-hmm. So I looked at Anthony. I'm on the phone. I'm looking at Anthony. I'm talking to Chris. I'm like, okay. So I was like, Celeste's dad about to come over and help us wrap these gifts. And that's okay, right? He was like, yeah. I was like, yeah. You know, that was
that's
literally, I have a picture on my phone with them niggas working together, putting together, and I had a roommate too. She had a son. They putting together trampolines and shit and motherfucking power wheels, and like, it just was good. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When we was done, me and Anthony went upstairs. Chris got his ass on that motherfucking couch in the living room. We woke up in the morning. Everybody came downstairs. We opened gifts. I made breakfast. It was beautiful.
Hey, this like right now.
That's how I would
want
to be.
You want me, from you and
it takes a village. It takes a village.
Like, that's how I like that. I would want it to be, and I don't have any kids, so I can say what I want and all that. But, I would want to wake up. I would want my child to at least wake up to both parents if it's possible.
Right.
And sometimes you have to put your pride aside and do what's best for the kid.
Co-parent.
Right. And not because you hate this nigga.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever. Or you need to, or I would like, you need to be here at 6 a.m. Like, or something. Like,
right.
When he or she gets up, your face, my face need to be seen.
Right.
So what happens if he has a person.
You know what? They both can come to my house because I have a guest room. I'm always going to have a guest room. Always. And I don't mind that. Like, because at that point, this girl is going to be around my child. Mm-hmm. And it probably has already been around my child. Mm-hmm. So y'all both can come.
Why you can't go to their house?
Because if it's Christmas, the gift's at my house.
right.
Because what if she has, like, and I feel like that's where, I guess,
then they would have to, split because your child is here. She need to go to her baby father house or something, but you need to be here.
All right, y'all. So that is our time. We enjoyed having this conversation. we was covering everything about parenting, gifts and gifts giving and fucking kitchen sets. All right. Thank you for tuning in again this week, y'all. For our special holiday show. It's giving ho 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 next week. Please tune in again, same time, same place, for It's Giving New Year, New Me. Yes. Our New Year special. Thank y'all for coming out, listening, follow.
Not the girls
next door.
And also check out rmxradio.com
and listen to our girls love talking bullshit Sunday all night.
Day
and they be coming with that crazy shit, y'all.
We love y'all.
All right, y'all.
See y'all.